The Air Force has decided not to prosecute two American pilots who mistakenly bombed Canadian soldiers near Kandahar, Afghanistan last year. The pilots killed four and injured another eight men. The Canadians were conducting training maneuvers on the night of April 17, 2002, when Air Force Major Harry Schmidt and Major William Umbach mistook their live fire exercises for enemy movements. Pilots Schmidt and Umbach were charged with involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, and dereliction of duty, and could have faced up to 64 years in prison if convicted. Derek Stoffel of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has been following this story, and he says the Air Force decision was not a proclamation of innocence.
The Air Force decided not to prosecute because essentially it did not think it had enough evidence to ensure a conviction against the two pilots. Now, I should note that last year a joint Canadian and U.S. Investigation into the mistaken bombing found that the two pilots did act recklessly on the night of April of earlier last year. But at the same time, out of the in the interest of good order and discipline, the U.S. Air Force decided that it should not probably go to a courts-martial scenario, and other punishment should be handed down.
They have decided to pursue non-judicial punishment for these two soldiers. Is it clear at this point what kind of military sanctions these two men might face?
No, there are a wide variety of options that the Lieutenant General Bruce Carlson has available to him, and they range from a loss of rank. They could demote the two pilots, they could place a simple letter of reprimand in their file, or they could even restrict them from taking part in future operations. So there's a number of things that they could do. They could even, you know, reduce their pension once they've retired. So non-judicial, a number of things available, but it's certainly not going to be prison or, you know, losing their wings.
Now, I understand you've had a chance to speak with at least one of the parents of the soldiers who were killed in combat. What was her reaction?
Well, her name is Claire Leger, and she lost her son, Mark, who was on the ground that night. And it's a very tragic story because he wasn't supposed to be taking part in that training mission that night. He had volunteered to fill in. You could actually see here the silhouette of Mark Leger walking in to the bomb. A 500-pound bomb fell on his head, and I asked Claire Leger, his mother, what she thought of the fact that there would be no court-martial for the two pilots.
Let's take a listen.
We certainly didn't want 64 years of prison for these men. That was totally ridiculous. Those men have children, and I wouldn't want to see any of those children to grow up without their fathers. But I did expect some kind of punishment, if you want to call it that, or at least acknowledgement of what they've done. I wanted their wings.
And Derek, beyond a mother's concerns, more generally, how has this news been greeted in Canada?
Well, our politicians have reacted to it. Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien said he sent out his condolences to the families of the four Canadian victims and the eight soldiers who were injured. But in terms of talking about the decision itself, the Prime Minister did not want to get involved with that. He said that's an issue belonging to the U.S. military, and he has no place commenting on that decision.
And on the street, Derek?
Well, this is an issue that certainly had Canadians talking for the last 14 months since the tragedy happened in Afghanistan. Canadians at first, many Canadians were outraged that it took 2 days for American President George Bush to even offer his condolences to the Canadian families. And all along, this has been a very big story in Canada, getting much play in the press. And people certainly talk about it around the water coolers. And I don't think that's going to change tomorrow morning when Canadians learn that these two pilots will not face criminal charges through a courts-martial.
Derek, thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Derek Stoffel is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.